All right, thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to do this. I want to thank Brother Rusty for giving me the opportunity, presenting it to Pastor to let me do this. I'm actually not a senior in high school. I'm already in college. No, you're fine, Pastor. I was going to use something to break the ice, but I guess that already did it. All right, if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 9. We'll go ahead and stand in the honor of reading of God's Word. Look with me to chapter 9, verse 57. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the day, Lord. Just thank you for the opportunity to come to your house today, Lord, and just to worship and praise you. Lord, I pray that you just help me now to bring forth your word. Lord, help me to empty myself of any desires that I have, Lord, and just help me to present this message that you've given to me to the congregation. Lord, love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So here in this first verse, the Bible says, "And it came to pass as they went in the way, a certain man said, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." And I believe that's a good desire. We should all have the desire to follow Jesus. That's basically why we're put here. We're here to follow and to serve God. But he says, I will follow thee. But Jesus was omniscient. He knew every man's heart. He knew the desires of man's heart. And he says, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not to lay his head. He's basically saying here that if you're going to follow me, it may not always be comfortable. I never have a place to sleep. I never have a designated place to sleep. While I'm running around preaching the kingdom of God, getting people saved, preaching my message. And Jesus knew that this man loved comfort. He had a desire to follow Jesus, but what he truly wanted was comforts in this life. And if we're going to follow Jesus, we're going to have to give up comforts to follow him. Right now, I'm in Heartland Baptist Bible College. I mean, that was not the easiest decision for me to make, to go there. I had to leave my family. I had to move about 800 miles away from home and meet new people. And it was not the most comfortable thing for me to do. I'm very outgoing, and I know that I would be able to make friends, but it was very nerve-wracking and uncomfortable at first. But the Lord has helped me to make friends, and he's allowed me to go through the first semester, pass all my classes, and do great. I can't help but think right here of things that missionaries go through. These people, they get called by God to move to a foreign country. They basically restart. They start from scratch. They move there. They don't know anybody. They have to build a church. They have to go tell others their message to build that church. Basically, what we get from these first two verses is that if we're going to follow Jesus, it may not always be comfortable for us. But we cannot let these discomforts stop us from following what is truly important, and that is living the life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Move on down to the next two verses. This is Jesus here saying, he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. This man here is commanded by Jesus to follow him. And Jesus is commanding us all here now to follow him. He's commanding us all to be disciples of him. And we should follow that. But this man here, a little more research that I did into this verse, I think it's true that this man's father was not dead. He was waiting for his father to die so that he could receive an inheritance. This man had a love of money that he thought that he could use that money to better serve God. But I believe the Bible makes it very clear that God's going to use us in the situation that we're in now. We don't have to wait for any inheritance or any special money to come in for us to be able to serve God. He's equipped us where we're at. It's a very cliche saying in our religion now that God does not call the equipped, he equips the called. But I believe that cannot be more true. That he does, if he calls us, he's going to equip us to do the things that he has called us to do. He says, let the dead bury their dead. Jesus was calling the man to follow him now. He was saying that let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead. Your job now is to go and preach the kingdom of God. And that's what we all have to do. We all have to go preach the kingdom of God. That's how others are going to get saved. And that's how we're going to accomplish God's mission. That's some of the very last words of Jesus are the Great Commission. That's the Great Commission is to go tell others about what Jesus has done for us. This man's duty was no longer to bury his father. It was to serve Jesus. Another way that I think this man wanted to put off serving God. He wanted to wait for his father to die because he was a little hesitant about the message of Jesus and he did not want to follow him at this very moment. But we can't do that. We cannot put off serving God. When we call on Jesus for salvation, he did not put us off. He did not push us to the side. He saved us that very moment that our knees hit the ground and we called on the name of the Lord for salvation. We need to stop putting off serving God. He deserves our service at this very moment. We cannot say that we're going to read our Bibles next week. We're going to go soul winning next week. We're going to pray tomorrow. We need to do it now, make things right with God now, and serve him now. Let's go ahead and move down to the next two verses. Another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This man right here also had another very reasonable request. He wanted to go home to his family and bid them farewell. Well, I can think of before I left for college, my mom and dad threw me a little party, a going away party, so that all my family could come tell me bye before I left. I believe this is a very reasonable request, but Jesus gets to the heart of the matter in verse 62. It says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Like I said, that Jesus is all-knowing. He's omniscient. He knew what this man wanted. I believe this verse right here makes it clear that he wanted to go home and consult with his family about what he was going to do. He wanted to ask their opinion on what he was going to do. He wanted to set some things in order at home before he left. And I think Jesus knew from what he said that if he went home, that he was not going to come back and follow Jesus. It says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I think we can apply this to our lives. And when we start serving God, that we can't look back on the past life that we lived. We can't look back on the past life that Jesus saved us from. That's no longer important. What is important is God's will for our life, what he's called us to do. It says, if we look back on the things that are past, that we are not fit for the kingdom of God. God cannot bless us if we are looking back on past things or falling into past temptations and sins that we once committed. God will not bless that. So the main idea of these passages here, we don't really know if any of these men, they come and follow Jesus. I think God did that on purpose. I think he left them all as cliffhangers because the choice is now ours. The choice now is up to us if we're going to be disciples of Jesus. Jesus right now is calling you to serve him. It's a choice that we'll make. We all make choices every day. The first choice that I usually make every day is whether or not I'm going to snooze my alarm clock 3 or 4 times before I actually get up to go to work. Second choice I make is whether or not my job is actually worth it in the morning. And based on what my dad says to me, I think it is because I need a job. If I don't have a job, I'm probably going to get kicked out. But the most important decision that we will make every morning is whether or not we're going to serve Jesus that day, whether or not we're going to be his disciple. Jesus, whether you're saved right now, the first step in being a disciple of Jesus is getting saved. That's the basis of what we believe. We believe that disciples have to be saved and baptized to be disciples of Jesus. If you're not saved, you need to get that right. You need to get saved today so that you can start following Jesus. And if you are saved, are you following Jesus? Are you being a disciple of Jesus right now? Are you doing the things that he's called you to do? Turn about one page over in your Bible to Luke chapter 9. verse 23. It says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The decision that we make every day, whether or not we're going to follow Jesus, is the most important decision that we will make ever in our life and every day. And the last thing that I have on my notes here is a question. It's a very simple question. It says, will you follow Jesus? And I think that is the main thing that we can get out of this passage here is, will you follow Jesus?